Diary, November 1894. Ashfield, New South Wales, Australia. November 2nd to 4th, 1894. November 2nd, 1894. Campground, Ashfield, New South Wales. I thank my Heavenly Father that I have slept better through the night. I rose this morning at 4 o'clock. We are favored with another pleasant day. For this we thank our Heavenly Father. The Lord can give us success in these meetings, and He has done this. Many souls are deeply interested in the truth. It is thought best to close these meetings next Sunday night and pitch the tent in another locality, a few miles from this place. God has given us His Holy Spirit on this encampment, and we praise His holy name. My heart is filled with thanksgiving for that which we have seen of the working of His Holy Spirit. Last evening, Elder Corliss, W.C. White, Sister Campbell, and myself rode out to view several locations, and we found one really desirable, if we can obtain it. The holy hours of the Sabbath have commenced. I thank my Heavenly Father for the peace and rest of spirit I have had in Him. I can trust in His love. I am thankful for the meeting we have had, and for the interest awakened in many minds. Two have taken their stand on the Sabbath. The conversion of Sister Martin is a miracle of grace. She came like a lion in opposition, but the Spirit of the Lord convicted her. The struggle was severe, but she surrendered. She is as meek as a lamb. This lost sheep found gives me great joy. November 3rd, 1894. This Sabbath morning I woke at 2:30 with decided impressions on my mind that there is danger before us if we do not seek the Lord in earnest prayer when we rise up and when we sit down, when we go out and when we come in. I attended the morning meeting and spoke to a goodly number. The blessing of the Lord rested upon me as I tried to present to all present the necessity of each having a living experience in the things of God. I felt relieved of a burden. Willie visited me, and we had a precious season of counsel together in reference to important matters relative to our work. It is seldom we can find time to have a genuine talk. We both felt better after this conversation. The forenoon meeting was conducted by Elder Corliss. After his discourse, a revival effort was made. Many came forward for prayer. The meetings all through the day have been excellent. After the discourse in the afternoon, we had a testimony meeting, and many excellent testimonies were born. One precious soul was keeping her first Sabbath. One intelligent-looking man, who is an outsider, said that he had learned more of Jesus in this one meeting than in all the church services he had ever attended. This day has been precious to my soul. This afternoon I spoke to a well-filled tent of believers from our churches. Many unbelievers were present. My text was 2 Peter 1. The Lord gave me His Holy Spirit with which to address the people with earnestness and to present Jesus Christ as our only hope and entire dependence. We must come to Him with all our little trials and large perplexities and tell it all to Jesus, believing that He will be our helper and our strength, our sympathizing friend. He is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. As I awoke this morning, I was repeating these words to my son Willie. Be careful that you do not show distrust of God in making decisions as to where our school shall be located. November 4th, 1894. Since 1 o'clock, my mind has been on a train of thought. The Lord has wrought in this camp meeting. But there were greater blessings for the whole encampment. The work that ought to have been deep and thorough for our ministers has been left as a more surface work.